And hello, hello, and welcome to FLM podcast number 11. And this is a big, big podcast. I know last week we said it was big, being number 10. But I think this week trumps it by miles. But before we get into any of that, let me introduce my humble guest. As always, my partner in crime, Mr. John Ellis. How's it going, mate?
Hello, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. I am probably just as shocked as everybody else around the league about the recent announcement of what's going to happen after the season. I think it shocked everybody, especially me, when I woke up this morning in Japan time, and there was already about 5 or 6 pages to kind of scroll through and try to wrap my head around it with having my...
Mate, I stumbled across it yesterday. Obviously... being in the press side of things, you're getting yourself ready for transfer deadline day. I was putting things in place in the old press releases to keep people updated, and it was all transfers. And then I stumbled across this reset, and I'm thinking, what? What's it? And all of a sudden, you just diverted from that, bang, into this reset, and it's just taken over, mate. I mean, there was a couple of posts up last night, and then from the minute I woke up this morning, I think I went to bed on my iPad last night, and I thought, I've got to fucking go to sleep, because otherwise I'm just going to be attached to this till stupid o'clock. So I went to sleep, woke up this morning, and it's happened. The world has ended. New beginnings.
Oh, man. I fell asleep on the couch last night, and I hadn't read it yet, but I was trying to get, like you said, you know, being on the press side of things, we want to be ready for this huge momentous day. It's going to be transfer deadline day, so I'm getting everything together, trying to get everything ready. Fell asleep on the couch, woke up freezing cold, and then my heart kind of skipped a beat once I saw what was going to happen, especially since I had just handpicked my squad from top to bottom. And my team was built on the future, having them together for 3-5 seasons. And now,
like I've said before,
throw that out the fucking window, mate. That's
just... this site, mate, just does it to you. You think you're going down one path, and then you get to the part of the path that just blows up in your face, and then you're like, fuck, where am I going to go now? So, but to be honest, mate, when I first saw it, I thought, no, hold on a minute, what are you doing? I've got bail. I want to keep bail. But then that lasted a few seconds. When you rip it all down, you've got to look at it. It's the best thing for us.
It is.
Especially on the PS3 side. A lot of the Xbox guys, and I can totally understand where you're coming from, they're not going to like it because there's more of a sort of interaction with players over there. But on our side, you've got a big gap between Division 1, the guys that have been from the beginning of FLM, myself, Steve Viper, Danny, Master. Our teams are flooded with players that are far, far more skill-wise in terms of the others, if you look at like the Green League. So the gap needed to be breached, and this has done it. To be fair, it's going to strip everything down. This is what I loved when I first joined the site. You had a team that, when you play FIFA, these are the sort of players you don't normally play with. The low 70s and the high 60s. You don't normally play with them, so it's a different experience, and they're your squad. I mean, we're on this fucking site every day, so they become your players. So then you start building a team, and the transfer activity is going to go mad. But saying that, it's going to be so hard to bag a player. A player above 80, you're going to be looking forever. And that's how it was at the beginning. Price is going to come down to a more of a realistic price. So you'll be looking at for your Van Persies, you'll be looking at your 50s, 40s, 50 million, which is a realistic price in today's market, if you're looking at the Premiership. Whereas before, I don't think you'll find Schweinsteiger going for 125 million this time. So I think... It's the best thing for us, mate. We can go and lock horns with them Xbox mugs over there, give them a few runs for their money, and hopefully turn them around to the podcast way of thinking, mate, because I think we're not their favourite time of month for them, are we?
No, I don't think we are. I think we're the brunt of all their jokes, I think.
Yeah, they don't like us, mate. We'll bring them over here. We'll give them a cuddle, make them feel welcome.
Yeah, we'll wean them on the tit. We'll get them in on the podcast frenzy. Yeah. And I think, like you just mentioned, I think once we kind of merge together, so to speak, and we bring together the Xbox and the PS3 lads, and it's really going to bring a sense of community. I mean, good or bad, we're going to have a lot of banter, obviously, between the two sides. But like you said, bagging a player that's an 80 or above is going to be massive. It's going to be like parading a golden jewel in front of everybody if you have this one player who's a rated 80 or above. And I think the price is dropping down to a more realistic price. It's really going to add the, I guess, the realistic factor back in into the squad, into the
Definitely.
season as well. So I think,
It's
yeah, that's going to be
like, yeah, it's added an extra couple of years to this site. I mean, you look at the teams now. Next season would have been fun. You'd have had like the green leaguers that are now trying to compete with everybody else, but there would have still would have been the divide. There would have been a massive gap. You would still have had the top three of Division One are now Master Scott Viper. They would have still been the top three, I reckon, as well as Dave and Jenko and Almir and Joel are playing in the other league, and Tomo. I still don't think they've got the squads. They're the good enough players, don't get me wrong, on the game. But when you couple the players in Division One with their squads and the players in the Green League and their squads, the squads will let the Green League down. And it will just become a bit silly. And it'll be the same players going up, coming down every season. It'd be like the SPL, the same people winning the league every year. So this now brings it on a level playing field and it allows better competition. Which will it's only beneficial for the site. And like I say, by the end of the year, I reckon if we'd have been going the way we're going now, by the end of the year, people would have been getting bored. There'd been a lot more people getting pissed off with the way the site is. Now it's added a couple of years. It's got people all on the same level, and will be at this stage in a couple of years, if you know what I mean.
I totally agree with that. I think it adds a longevity to it because you're not going to have the team you want right away. It's going to take two, maybe even three seasons to get the squad how you want it. Which, if you look at it in real life, unless you're backed by some Arab billionaire, that's how it is. You come
That's
in,
how it works,
you
mate.
come
Yeah.
in, you build a squad. At least we don't have the pressure of the fans. We want to win now. We want to win now attitude. But we have the squad and we build them how we want to. We're basically getting a mulligan and we're going back. Okay, this is your squad. You can make it however you want. But everybody's on the same playing field. So I think it's going to add a lot of realism, like I mentioned a second ago. And I think it's going to be great. It's going to be great for the squad. I know a few people are against it, but
You're gonna
it's
get
the way
that.
forward.
You're
It's
gonna
the
get
way
that,
forward.
mate.
Yeah, it's the way forward.
Yeah, but you think about it. I mean, a lot of people have built up their squads over the last year, couple of years since we've been running. So they're gonna be against change. But once it's why we joined the league in the first place. And this time, you say a couple of seasons to build. I think it's gonna take even longer to build your squad with the
Yeah.
transfer market the way it's gonna be. You're never gonna be happy. You're gonna have a couple of players you're pleased with, and then after that, it's you're gonna have a squad that you just fill in the places with shit,
Yeah.
basically. But I'm really. I wish you could start tomorrow, mate. In the middle of June. Fucking hell, middle. That's ages away, mate. I'm gonna be crying by that. I mean, come on, fucking. Let's get it going.
Gonna pull my hair out, it's And that's the thing I want to touch on next is since everybody knows now that after this season it's going to be scrapped, we're going to start all over. Does it take away from we have if everybody's finished their games already, we only have two games left in the season. Does it take away from the motivation or the drive? I know we have a couple of really interesting title battles going on. But for the rest of the league, does it kind of just, fuck it, if I lose, I lose, I don't care, my team's resetting anyways. Do you think that's going to happen, or do you think people will
But
still get up for the games?
I think you're only going to get that from the players that they've got nothing to play for. So they would have been like that anyway,
Yeah.
if you see what I'm saying. To be honest, the players that are fighting for something are still fighting for something. In Division One, you're fighting to not get dropped down in Division Three. In my league, Division Two, there's three or four of us fighting to get into Division One. Now it's even more impetus for us to fight to get into Division One because we're all going to be on the same level playing field. So it's not going to be. We're not going to be fighting against the fucking Neymars and the Ibrahimovics and slags like that anymore. We're all going to be on the same level. I know there's a lot more better players come FIFA-wise in Division One, but it's going to be a lot harder for them to run away with it than
Yeah.
what it is with their squads right now. And it's the same for the Green League. To be honest, the Green League, the top four are decided anyway, so there wasn't really much for them to play for anyway. So this isn't really going to make much of a difference in terms of their attitude or their they're sort of thinking. I think the cups would be interesting because you can be a bit of a slagtastic cup, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'll find the likes of Rooney, Messi, and Ronaldo having a few run-outs for a few sides just to show their face, and then they fuck off back into the cupboard, come back out in 2020 sometime.
Yeah, when they're all
So
geezers.
yeah, they make an appearance. But yeah, it's going to be fun, mate. I mean, we just got to take this next couple of weeks as a bit of a laugh, enjoy it. Yeah, play your cup games, finish your leagues. Just let's be professional about it. Let's make sure we finish the job. Let's make sure we get the leagues done properly, and then enjoy the cups. And the cups are always fun. There's never any cash involved anyway, so there's not really much. You never know. This time around, you could make it a bit more incentive for next season.
Yeah.
So you might throw something in there to make it a bit more, to stop people from taking the piss out of it, basically. So. Yeah, going on from your question, I don't think it changes anything, personally.
Okay, I think it might, as long as the transfer market and activity doesn't get just like kind of ridiculous, as in ridiculous not in activity, but like ridiculous as in, okay, you can have this player for 20 million, I don't care. Don't do that, guys. Don't start just giving players away just to do it. Still have sense about it. Still make it good fun, but still be a little bit realistic with the fellas.
That's the
And
problem they've got now, mate. Yeah, that is the problem. There's still things to play for. Let's not be silly. I mean, I threw Bale on the market and then bring him back off because I had a second thought. I thought, you know what? There's still things to play for. I've still got a division title to go for and the cups. I'm not going to get silly about it.
yeah.
So, yeah, let's not get silly.
All right. So let's kind of look at the pros and the cons of the reset. So give me one of your pros, Ellis. What do you think? Obviously, we've touched on a few things already, but what's one thing that you think is really going to add to the site once we do this change?
Longevity,
Yeah.
it's just gonna it's scraps it puts us back a couple of years, doesn't it? It puts everybody back a couple of years, us Division One or Division Two, whatever, whoever's been here for the beginning of FLM, it just brings us back to the day dot. We'll do things differently than what we did last time. You'll learn from what the mistakes you made in the first time around, and we'll hopefully rectify it this time. For the people that just come on, it brings them up to the level that everybody else is on. So, I can't. The more and more talk about it, the less I can see a negative side to.
Yeah, I guess the only negative part would be the people, obviously like myself and a couple of other players who have really young squads who have had the mindset of building that youth team, staying with them for a couple of years, letting them gel together. I think those people would kind of be a little bit pissed about it. But I think other than that, there's not
You'll get
really.
over it, though, won't you? Let's be honest. I
Yeah,
mean,
no.
it's like playing Football League Manager, forgetting to save it.
Yeah.
Fuck, what have I done?
Yeah, what have I done? I mean,
Fucking spent 3 hours doing that.
it's yeah, I think it's getting back towards the football manager point of the league and getting away from the ultimate style, ultimate team style
Yeah.
of the league.
Yes. Everybody hates Ultimate Team now. It's gone a bit stupid. The type of player you get on Ultimate Team, as much as twat Jenko can call me FUT style as much as you want, I don't like it. I used to. Everybody used to like it at the beginning, didn't they? Because it was fun. But now it's just gone. They fucked up Ultimate Team FIFA, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to be brutally honest, if it weren't for FIFA League Manager, I'd have been scrapping FIFA by now, I reckon. There's nothing else I'd do on it. I don't do Ultimate Team, only if I'm playing in a little league every now and then if I get bored. But FLM is the reason that I buy FIFA now.
And I think you are in a little group of people who are the same way as you. I think myself, I dabble a little bit online for seasons when I'm really bored, but other than that, I play FIFA for FLM, or I'm doing exhibition matches with the computer, even how shitty it is. I'm doing
You're
it
using yours.
with my
Yeah,
squad,
definitely.
trying different things out, formations and things like that. So it's really, I guess, added, as you mentioned before, the longevity of FIFA is, and even the league is kind of added to that.
We've got to be careful that the makers of Football League managers don't come looking for us, mate, because we'll be losing them a few hundred quid every now and then, you know. Because people are, fuck FIFA League Manager, I don't need it anymore. I've got this. And I'm this. This is what I want.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't see any negatives about this. I really don't. The only one thing I guess negative would be is that the fact that we have to compete with 83 other teams.
Yeah, it's a real world though, isn't it? You're going to get that.
It's the same thing in real life, you know. It's
PMs will become even more popular. The old private messaging, they'll go mad. You'll see players come up, but you'll see a player like Neymar today. There wasn't one thread about Neymar being for sale when all of a sudden he's in the agreed threads.
Yeah.
But that's what you get in real life though, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, all of a sudden you get Chelsea signing or pretty much in the bag for sure. Or United, the players like that, United done Nani and Anderson a few seasons ago. Nobody knew they were even looking for players.
Yeah.
That's the way people are getting around that, and that's the way the real life works. So this move now is bringing everything together and bringing it more on a par with what happens in the real world. And we love football. That's why we've got FIFA. We love our teams, Man United, Liverpool, Chelsea. We love our teams. And the reason we love our teams is because of the real game. And FIFA now, what we're doing, what Davo's doing here, is he's bringing it in line with that. And people can moan about it. The minority can moan about it. But it will make it such more of a realistic sort of setup that I can't see anyone. There's negatives, don't get me wrong. But the only negatives are with people that have got good teams.
Yeah, yeah. But even most of those people have been all for the change. So, you know, it's... Exactly.
If you look, scroll through the thread, it starts off with people saying, no, I'm not having it. And then all of a sudden, people start talking and people start realising. Your knee-jerk reaction is, fuck it, I don't want that, I've got my team.
Yeah.
But the more you think about it, the more you look at it and think, you know what, fuck it, yeah, it's what I want. It's like buying the game again, isn't it?
It is. Pretty much it's like getting a whole new game all over again.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everybody starting from scratch. And it's going to make it more interesting. And I think everybody's well up for it. And as they should be, it's going to be a great, great new season, a great start for everybody. And it's going to be interesting, to say the least, the interaction between.
It's brilliant, mate. I'm going to go and buy myself some shares in the variable thread posts. That's going to fucking rock it in the next few months.
It is.
But everyone on this site, I wouldn't say you get vetted when you first come onto the thing, but you get people do try and work you out early on to find out whether you're suitable to sort of interact with us on the community side of things. And because of that, everybody is the same mindset. Everybody has the same thoughts. Everybody is the same sort of FIFA player. So having an idea like this shows you how many people think the same way. It shows you how many people are willing to change it. You're going to get the odd one or two, but I reckon by the end of next week that they'll have forgot that they said no at the beginning.
Yeah. I think, you know what? Great idea. You know what we should do? Have a FLM meetup. I think we should just do it. I'll fly over. And we'll do a live podcast. We'll do it.
Yeah. Podcast. Do a fucking live interview, mate. Let's do a live press conference.
Let's do it. I'll come over there and we'll get everybody together over at Davo's house.
Yeah, it's happened before.
Davo's house. Let's do it.
A meeting's happened before. I know Davo's good friends with a few on the Xbox side that he goes out drinking with. I know there was a meetup a couple of years ago where everyone got together and done something, went out for a piss up, I think. So, yeah, I'm all for that, mate. Definitely. As long as it's down in the south.
Let's do it. I will fly over. Let's do it. Obviously during football season.
FA Cup final day next year or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, let's do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's set it up. Brand new ideas out there.
Let's set it up. All right. So let's kind of, we can talk all night about this. I could probably talk about this for hours upon end. But let's kind of pause here for a second and let's slide over. To the Green League. Let's see how the standings are looking on the PS3 side for the Green League.
Oh, yeah.
As we stand now, we still have a lot of things to play for. The Green League is pretty neck and neck. The top two, we have Dave and Almir sitting on 45 points apiece with 19 games played. As we mentioned last week, Dave has a huge, huge goal difference advantage going into the final, I guess for them, would be three games. He is 10 goals better off than Almir. But you never know. Last three games of the season, they're both in really good form. They are undefeated in their last five games. And it's going to be neck and neck. It's going to be a tough one. Once we drop down from the top two, rounding out the top four, we have Tomo on 38 points, and we have Joel on 37 points. So, again, the Green League, it's not over yet. There's still a lot to play for. So, my advice is be very careful on who you sell, who you want to bring in. I know Dave has just sold Imeneke,
Beast
and
gone.
that's been his man all year.
That could be the fucking title defining moment, mate.
It could.
I mean, Almir's got me to thank for his surge to the top, because I put a Jonah on it last week and said that he weren't going to finish anywhere near the top. So he's fucked all over that and gone shooting up there. So yeah, he got a couple of great results recently. Form book doesn't lie. The top two in the form table, the top two in the division. So that works. But yeah, Tomo's had a little bit of a struggle recently trying to keep up. So your winner is going to come out of Almir or Dave.
Yeah.
The top four sorted. So congratulations to all involved there that have got themselves into the top division next season. But yeah, out of them two, I reckon that moment of selling Emenike is going to come back and bite him in the arse. I think Almir's going to win the league now.
But it all depends on if Davy Boy can get himself a slag on transfer deadline day. And we'll talk about more at transfer deadline day after this in a little bit. But yeah, I think when I saw that, it's like, mate, that this is the guy who got you here. He almost single-handedly, him and Cassano, have gotten you where you are right now. Why sell him? Why sell him? But I guess he has a master plan made up, and he's going to live or die with this decision, I think.
Yeah, well, he's front in there, so yeah, it's good.
Yeah. All right. In the middle of the pack, fighting for Division One qualification, we have Jinko in fifth place on 28 points. Bruce and Wobu on 24 points, and rounding out the Division One qualifications are Dom on 20 points, and yours truly on 18 points.
You're
Finally,
struggling down there, aren't you?
out of the bottom three.
For how long? Bruce has got a couple of games in hand over you.
I have me and Bruce are both on 18 games. I still have two games left to play, which I'll do tomorrow. So depending on how I do there, we'll kind of decide it, because I have a game against Bruce, and I have a game against somebody else. Maybe Red Bruce, Bruce and Bruce. I think I have games against
Bruce. Yeah.
the Bruce brothers. So yeah, it's gonna be big games. So we'll see how that goes. And sitting at the bottom three are Park, Bruce, and Nant. Park still has a chance to get out of it. He still has a chance to get out of it. He still has a few games in hand, so he could crawl up out of the bottom and make his way in Division One qualification. So a lot of things still to play for in the Green League. All right, so let's slide over to Division Two and take a look at what's going on there. As it stands now, first place on goal difference is FM91 and his Bayern Munich squad.
One fucking goal, man.
One goal, one goal. He has lost only once in his last five games.
Yeah, he's done well.
He's won three of his last five.
Yeah, well, can I out of his last five, mate, I'm the only one to take points off him, so
yeah, you're gonna it's
blow
gonna
my own trumpet a little bit there.
it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough.
Yeah, a bit of always a rocky form, just some tough games. Played Dockers and obviously FM as well. Got a point out of them, and Terry, I lost a couple of points to Terry, but Terry's really improved recently. I said it a few times in the write-ups, but he has his team's got he's just got to a stage where he's working hard, and he's just gonna rip it off him and say, "Nah, fuck off, go and start again."
Yeah, but three straight draws for Chelsea side, two nil-nil draws as well. Obviously it's against Dockers, and as you mentioned, Terry was a tough match for you as well. And big battle, Munich versus Chelsea, and that finished a 2-2 draw.
Well, yeah, I'm quite pleased. I mean, I was 2-0 down in that game. Got a man sent off, struggling, and all of a sudden the fight back and resumed, and I got myself 87th minute, I think I got the equaliser. I was running around the front room going mad. 5 minutes before, I'm fucking chucking the remote controller across the living room, pissed off, 2-0 down. And then coming towards the end, watch looking at me thinking, what the fuck are you doing? You're mad. I'm running around the front room, jumping up and down. So that's what it does to you. You see, you can't help it. It draws you in. Personally, looking at recent results, I know Ace has dropped points recently, and so has Robbie. So I think the top two, they stick my neck on the line. I think it's going to be me and FM that are going to be the top two there. Dockers is at a bit of rocky form. He hasn't won in his last five, so he's chose the wrong time, really, to hit a bit of bad patch. So I think he is out of the top two, personally. Looking at games in hand and things like that, I can't really see anything coming near.
No, yeah, I think with two games to play for the top three anyways, I think it's pretty much set, with Dockers being 5 points away from yourself. I think it's pretty much set in stone. First, second place is going to be you and FM91, but who is going to take the title? That is the question. And that could all be decided with who purchases who sells who, on this transfer deadline day coming up. And again, we will get into more of that a little bit later. All right, so after the top three, we have Mesk running out the top four on 32 points. He is only 1 point above Mystical Ace, for the coveted fourth spot. He's only 3 points ahead of Robbie. So there's about three players from fourth to sixth that could really change between now and the end of the season. And Robbie has at least three games in hand on Mesk. So if he's been having a little bit of a patchy form here. He's won two of his last five, but he's also lost three. So which team's going to show up? Robbie's been a bit of enigma this season. He started off really, really strong.
He's had some really tough fixtures recently. You know, he's had the top three in a row recently, so I can understand why he had a bit of bad form. He sort of recovered from that. Got a win recently and got a draw. So yeah, he's got a good side, Robbie. He's got a couple of quick strikers. It should be a good battle between him, Mesk, and Ace to find out who's going to get third. I reckon Robbie, he's got a couple of games in hand, so I reckon he could be the one to look at to nick third place, personally. Yeah. Fourth place, sorry.
Yeah, he could nick it. Running out who people will be remaining in Division 2, Steve Spurs and Scammell, both sitting on 27 points. And that group there, they are 7 points above the bottom half of the table. So I think they probably it might be a little bit too early to say, but I think they should be safe and remain in Division 2.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that. They're both inconsistent. Both Steve and Scammell, if you have a look, you can see the results, win, draw, win, draw. Steve's done well recently. Scammell's a little bit inconsistent, but yeah, Johnny G's on a bit of a roll. He's getting some good results, but I don't think he's going to have it in the bag. He's just signed Namir, for fuck's sake. So,
yeah.
It's not over yet, mate. It's not over yet.
Yeah. As you mentioned, Johnny G is just repurchased, I guess. Neymar. Sold him in the first place for a freaking ridiculous amount of money and got him back for about half of that price.
Yep.
But, you know, we'll touch more on that a bit later. Last bottom four. Going to the playoff, we have Johnny G, Terry, Kev, and Tails. Tails had a really, really rough season, as has Kev. But Kev has been doing well recently, doing all right. And Terry, as you mentioned, Terry he hasn't lost in his last five games. He's been picking up points, which is very vital coming into the latter stages of the league. But I still think those four are pretty much set in stone. But you never know. You never know. No. So I think they'll kind of be at the bottom there. All right. Moving on to the big boys in Division 1. As it's been for a while, Ajax and Steve Viper are on form, on song, and
champion
of the crowd. He
what
is
a thing now, mate. Yeah.
Campione, campione. He is the man. We've done it for a while, though. Scott is also kind of pulled away in second place. He is 7 points above Hippo at the moment, and he has a game in hand on Hippo. So I'm pretty sure second place is Scott's for the taking.
He's in some good form, Scotty, but
yeah, it's great form.
It, like I just said, he's lost his star striker, so that could, before he had Neymar, he was struggling, and now he's sold the big man. I think he's got second place in the bag, though, personally.
He does, yeah. I think it's safe to say on his form and on the points he has, I think he has second place in the bag. Hippo is on 34 points, and right below him is Masta, who has had a bit of an up-and-down form in the last five games. Won three and lost two. That could be, I mean, you know, they're still safe in the top six. So, like you mentioned earlier, they don't really have a lot to play for, even if they weren't going to be reset, the squads. So I think the top six, or the top five anyways, are pretty much set in stone. Maddie,
I think you can say that the top six of them. I mean, while we're here, just commiserations to Matty. I hope everything's all right at home, mate. He's obviously been off for a little bit due to a family bereavement, but I think he's safe up there as well. The players you look below him, Al's not in any sort of form, and Danny's unfortunately hit a bit of form recently, and he's staying up. The fucking wanker, I was hoping he was going to go down, but he's staying up. Yeah, I reckon the top six are safe there, mate. I think you'll see that they'll be the six that stay up this season.
Yeah. Again, our condolences and everything are with Maddie at this troubling time for him. And take your time, mate. If you're listening to this, take your time and come back whenever you're ready. All right. So rounding out the rest of the league, we have Night Owl on seventh place on 20 points, but he is in horrible form. If I'm putting it nicely, he has lost his last five games.
And he's just fucked up his finger as well, or his thumb.
Yeah, thumbs are that's your life force of FIFA.
I know, mate. It's like your right foot, isn't it?
It is. It's your joysticks. You know,
he posted a picture in the old holiday and absences yesterday of his thumb. He looked like he's got a bloody knife to it and cut a massive hole in his thumb. I reckon he's done it on purpose because he's in such bad form. He needs a bit more time. He's just going to stab himself to make sure that he don't play any more games.
You never know with this lot. You never know the lengths they go to make sure of their promotion. As you mentioned, Danny is on a bit of a little run here. He has won two of his last three. And do you think he could sneak up there into the top six?
No. He ain't staying up. There's no way he's staying up. Matty's too good. He ain't going to catch Salmon. Nah, sorry, Dan. You're staying in. You're down Division 2. I'll give you a wave when I go past you next season, mate. I said this at the end of last season. He was digging the shit out of me when I got relegated, because he relegated me, apparently. But I said to him at the beginning of this season that it's all right, I'll be waving to you when we go opposite ways next season. And in a minute, fingers crossed, it's looking that way. So he's heading north. He's heading south, and I'm in it heading north. So hopefully, give him a little wave as I go past. It'll give it the old bullshit. Oh, I'd rather be in Division 2 anyway. I'd be more competitive. But bollocks. Don't believe that for 1 minute.
Yeah. You want to stay up. When you're in the division, it hurts your pride if you go down. I don't care who you are, what league you're in, as a man and as a competitor. If you go down, your pride's hurt a bit. It's hurt a little bit.
Definitely.
All right. So on level points with Danny is Nick on 19. And rounding out the bottom three is a newly acquired team, Wolves, with DX in charge. But it looks like his fixtures haven't been going so well for him. And rounding out the bottom two, Fungus, who just now has a brand change. And he has sold his best player. And you know a lot about this player, Mr. RVP. He didn't have a lot to play for, so I guess he kind of had to sell him just for a lot of money. He got his brand change, but then all of a sudden it's taken away from him, and his brand change means jack shit.
He's in danger, mate. He's in serious danger getting sucked into the hole.
He is. He's and Cunny has two games in hand on him. So
he's in shite form. I don't know. I can't remember how bad he's been playing. I mean, I know he's been getting a couple of close results recently, but still, fucking hell, he's plummeted.
I think it was...
Right, chill up, Fungus, mate. You'll be all right.
I think it was the weight of having Van Persie and his team. It was just a one-day bandstand. It just
It's never. I mean, the bitterness. He couldn't get away from the bitterness of rejection last season when Van Persie decided to up sticks and go and find himself a champion winning trophy. So he came to the Mighty Reds and ta-da, first season. There you go, Robin. Yeah. Have your first league winner's medal, mate. Not rubbing it in or anything to all you gooners, but fucking hell, come on. How stupid can you be? Sell us your best player.
It's a bit crazy.
Anyway, rant over.
And at the bottom is Cunny on 11 points. Like I just
come mentioned. Come on, Cunny. Come on. You can finish him off.
You could do it. All right, so that wraps up how the leagues are standing right now. So let's wrap up this miniature podcast with a preview of what to expect on transfer deadline day. Now, myself, I've never been involved in this, so I'm going to pass over the mic to Ellis. And what do you think is in store for the people like myself who have never, ever been to a transfer deadline day? I know we touched on this subject last week, but now that we know the implications of this transfer deadline day, there are going to be slags upon slags upon slags. I'm imagining Messi, Ronaldo, Falcao. I'm imagining everybody possible in this thing. It's going to be crazy, crazy, crazy. So what should I expect? What can I look forward to?
Okay. It begins at the beginning of the week where if you sell your slags, so Davo tries to recoup some of his slags by offering them out, offering some cash. Sometimes it's more cash than you expect, but 9 times out of 10, you put a price up, Davo halves it, and you accept it because you're desperate for the money, which is pretty much what's happened this week. And then because people get a bit of money, because they're looking to fill a gap, that's when the activity begins in the transfer market and it goes a bit mad for a good 3 or 4 days before the transfer deadline. Transfer deadline day comes, people are still trying to get all this money in because they know that these big players are going to come out. And then a bit of calm before the storm on the old Sunday morning, about 11, 12 o'clock before the big boss man decides to wake up. He gets himself out of bed and slaps in the old auctions. Now, these auctions are not start at 11, finish at 9. They'll start at 11. Some will be 2-hour auctions, some will be 1-hour auctions. Some will be from in the morning, they'll finish at 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night. They'll be so different that sometimes you're thinking, shit, which one do I go for? And it's last minute jobs, mate. It's like the old fax machine going mad in the last 30 seconds that you're putting in for the players that you want in the last minute because you decided that's one you're going to go for. You get 3 for 2, 2 for 1, so 2 players for the price of 1. Last season it was Fabio and Raphael for the same price. Gerrard was in the big bulk auction last year as well. There's so many that go in that just keep you occupied. You'll be glued to your fucking iPad, iPhone, computer, the lot, mate. My wife, I was in fucking Spain for a deadline day last season, and I was putting euros into the fucking machine for the internet. Deadline day, I ain't coming out in the fucking sun. I'm coming out and watch deadline day, all right? Fuck the sunshine. I don't need sun cream. I'm in here watching this. So fucking sad it becomes, mate, but we're addicted to it. And then the last one I was at work, so it went too bad. I could get a watch, but this time I'm in England, so it's not going to cost me real money to get involved. Oh. It's always a good laugh, mate. So much activity. And by the end of it, you'll sit there at the end of the night and you think, fuck, I'm knackered. I'm fucking, it's killed me. And you'll be looking at your team and you want to play your new players. So it promotes activity, which is a good sign. This year, I'm walking into the unknown this year as well, mate, but this time too, because obviously next season, there's going to be a lot more slags on offer. You get the for one night only Rooney, for one night only Ronaldo be out there for a couple of games. So yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And then after that, scrap them and start again.
Yeah. I think it's a great, great way to kind of wrap up the old system. Kind of just throw all the slags out there and say, okay, guys, this is what you're gonna get. We're gonna enjoy it. We're gonna have a great, great time. But then after this is all over, we're going back to some real hardcore football. Real stuff, and it's going to be great, I think. I'm looking forward to it, and I've already gotten the soda pop. I've already gotten my candy, because obviously in Japan, when I get home from football, it's going to be about 11 a.m. or thereabouts UK time. So it's already going to be late for me, And
Fuck, you're gonna be up all night, mate. You ain't going to bed.
I'm not going to bed. I've already set it up and
Hold on a minute. Rest. Hold on. Stop there. Haven't we been here before? Have we not been here before where a deal was coming in and you're sitting there waiting for it and all of a sudden, Lizzle, where is he? Is
Oh,
he is?
yeah.
He's
Don't.
fallen asleep on the couch.
Oh,
Is that not going to happen again?
broke my heart. God, that broke my heart.
You paid for that for months.
Oh, I'm still paying for it, man. He hasn't. I offered in 100 million for him and freaking Lukaku, and he still didn't give him up.
Nope.
Oh,
Gonna be a lot more of that happening next season, mate.
yeah, but I'm not gonna make the same mistake twice. I
Yeah,
will
we'll
not
see.
make the same mistake twice.
See if your body's saying that at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're just staring at a computer screen.
Yeah, there's been more than once where I've fallen asleep with a laptop on top of my lap, and I've woken up in the middle of the night, and I'm like, my feet are propped up on the table, and I'm laying there, and I'm just like, what am I doing? Just
Yeah, we're fucking. I'm 31 years old, mate, and I'm fucking acting like a 15-year-old. It's
hey, but
ridiculous.
that's the great thing about this site. It makes us all, go back to our childhood. And I wish when I was a teenager, I had this freaking site, so I didn't have to do everything by pen and pencil. Around
Yeah.
my house, it would have made such a huge difference.
Crazy, man.
But yeah, I
Fucking
love
mad.
it. I love it. So I think that's pretty much, we've pretty much touched on everything going on. I know it's a little bit of a different podcast, but we had some big news to get to you guys,
You have to
obviously.
adapt, mate. You have to adapt in the modern world. Us press guys, we need to be diverse, and we've diverted away from what we had planned, and we've come in with this
We have.
breaking.
And we can pretty much, you know what I'm excited for, Ellis? I don't know if you are excited for this, but I am so excited that once we merge the transfer market, we are going to bring in the Xbox
Yes.
lads. We're going to bring in everybody. It's not going to be us against them. It's going to be pretty much the whole community. And I think it's going to obviously increase our listening base, which is
It is.
great.
Let me just say, my arms are wide open, ready to embrace the Xbox League, mate.
We are.
I know a few things have been said and a few threads about us and how we're playing on the old fakeness, but that's what it's all about, I'm
It
afraid.
is.
That is what makes it. You make these fake stories up, you pretend you're a press release guru. It makes it, mate. It makes you feel, you know what? Yeah, I want to buy this player now because he's just been splashed across the tabloids. So arms wide open. Let's water under the bridge. Forget what's been said. Come and join in. I don't mind writing a story about your latest transfer acquisition. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
So come on, come on. Let's have a cuddle. Come on, come and give me a cuddle.
we're really looking forward to it. It's really going to add. I mean, like I mentioned before, just send us an email, a PM, whatever, saying, I'm interested in this kind of player, or I'm trying to sell this player. Can you write something up for me? And we're more than happy to do it. We'll do it. Just give us the information, and we'll put it out there. I also want to mention while we're on here that Dom has actually joined FLM News team, and he will be contributing more in the near future with Ellis and I with the text-based writing and things, and maybe even joining us on a podcast every now and then. So welcome, Dom, to the FLM News team. And we are always trying to recruit new members. It's going to be a very crazy time with 84 teams to cover. So if you're interested in joining the FLM News team, please send Ellis or I a PM and explaining why you want to be part of it and how you can help us out. And we would be more than happy to welcome you to our family. All right. So with that said, I think we can wrap up this podcast. Ellis, anything you want to add before we take off?
I need to go and charge my iPad. I need to add that. I need to go and charge it because it's running low. Also, just embrace it, people. It's gonna be a good couple of weeks. Let's get behind it all. Let's accept it. It's for the best of the site. Yeah, good luck. That's all I'll say. Let's march forward into the unknown and let's fucking do this.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, we're all going into this together. Xbox, PS3, we're all going into territories unknown. And let's just, like we've been saying, let's kind of embrace it together and
Smash down that Hadrian's wall, mate. It's
let's go.
gone. Down it goes. Scots and the English together as one. It's pretty similar to that, though, mate. And then we'll build it back up in a couple of months' time. Fuck them. I want to know.
Yeah. You're probably not far off the mark there on that one. All right, so I just want to say that for the cup, I'm only going to put a little bit out there for the cup, for the cup. It'll be very interesting to pay attention to the draw for the cup. That's all I'm going to say about that for now. It'll be very interesting this season to pay attention to the draws of the cup, which will be made after the season is finished. But pay attention to that. It's going to be very fun and very unique and worth your while to pay attention to. So that's all out.
Hot balls and everything.
I'll put that up. All right. So for Ellis and I am signing us off. Again, enjoy transfer deadline day. Don't get too crazy. And all the best of luck to everybody who's in the title race and everybody fighting for relegation. Good luck, fellas. And we'll see you on the next podcast, which we'll be wrapping up probably next week. And we'll have a lot to talk about on that one. Transfer deadline day review. And it might take 3 or 4 hours to get through that. And so be ready for
Fucking up, man.
All right, boys. Thanks for listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Cheers. Ciao. See you later.